everybody. My name is Griffin Fabitz, and this is a podcast because nobody asked for it. It has it's been quite some time since I have uttered those words. I am so excited to be doing this again. This is kind of on a whim that I've decided to start podcasting again. But I think to give you a little a background, there's a guy named Michael Jordan, who he's the guy with the shoes. He used to play basketball, and he retired. A few years later, he sent out a fax, and he said there were two words to the American public, and he said, "I'm back," and he was back to playing basketball. And I think Michael Jordan and I, a lot of people would liken my return to the podcast game to Michael Jordan coming back to playing basketball. And those are just two words I want to share. I'm back. A podcast because nobody asked for it is back. Comeback of the year. No one saw this coming. Probably didn't want to see this coming, but I'm going to do podcasts again. I'm so excited. I'm grinning ear to ear right now because this is so fun and I love this so much. I think I should first explain why I took a little bit of a sabbatical. My last podcast was in May. I started this podcast in November of 2018. I had always wanted to do a podcast. Always wanted to do a podcast. I just really never put pen to paper. And so one day I was like, you know what? Let's do it. I went to my Space Gray 2017 Kia Soul, and I recorded a podcast holding my iPhone in my hand using voice memos. And I just said, well, let's put this out here. If people like it, and if I have fun doing this, then I'm going to keep doing this. And so I think I put out 25 episodes in 27 weeks. Every Sunday at 8 o'clock, I would release a new episode, save for, 2 weeks. One time that I didn't post, it was because it was the first Sunday in February. There was a giant football game going on, and it was kind of rude that they didn't follow with a podcast because nobody asked for it schedule, and they played their football game. It's called like the freaking Super Bowl. I don't know. It's something like that. But so I didn't post that. But point being, I did so many episodes in a short amount of time that I reached this point in May where my brain was just fried, like absolutely fried. I had no good ideas left. Zero. I'm not very creative or artistic in a sense. And I think I used up all of those creative juices, completely gone. Like, for example, one of my last episodes was literally just me making buffalo chicken dip. I think that was a sign that, hey, bud, let's pump the brakes on this. Let's call it quits. So from now, which is March, to last May, people would say, hey, where are those? Are you going to do podcasts again? And that was super cool. And it was the coolest thing ever to hear that. But I just had no intentions because I just couldn't even tell you what I was going to post. And so I started to get back into all of this because at school this semester, I'm in something called a professional program at Arizona State. And our program is Cronkite News. I'm in the Phoenix Sports Bureau of Cronkite News. It's run like a newsroom. It very much mirrors a job and a newsroom, and it's a freaking blast to be a part of. But I'm a digital sports reporter there, so I'm writing sports stories. And Cronkite News also does a thing called Cronkite News to Go. It's a daily audio briefing bringing you the top stories in Arizona and from around Cronkite News. So at the beginning of the semester, there was this message sent out and saying, hey, we're looking for hosts. We're having auditions. And I, on a complete whim, I said, okay, I'll audition. And I went into I had like no podcasting. This was the only podcast experience that I had, recording my podcasts on an iPhone and just posting them on SoundCloud. That was it. But I loved it so much that I said, well, the worst that they could do is say no and laugh in my face. They probably wouldn't laugh in my face, but that's just how I hyped it up. So I was like, I'm going to do it. So I went to the audition, and I just completely fell in love with it again. I loved it so much. Just reading a script and radio, audio, I hearing your voice is so cool. I just loved it. So I got the position. I host Cronkite News to Go every Thursday. It's about a 5 to 6 minute audio show. I'm talking about the top stories from around Arizona. And so that has really introduced me to how podcasts should be done. I'm recording right now in Adobe Audition. After that, I'm going to export this to Adobe Premiere, and then I'm going to edit it, and I'm going to cut it, and stuff like that. And now it's this whole production. I have an intro song, which I think is the coolest thing. I never used to have that. But now that I understand how to do this a little bit better, I have an intro song, and I found it on the internet, and it's awesome, and it makes me really happy, and I think it sounds so cool and professional. I don't know. And every Thursday, I just absolutely love it, everything about it. There's a thing going on right now. It's called the coronavirus, C-O-R-O-N-A virus. If you may have heard about it. If you haven't, that's very concerning. I have a lot of downtime now. I work at Starbucks. I will get into that later. I will address that later. My school, Cronkite News, we are remote now, so I don't go to school. I'm not working right now, so I have a lot of downtime. And I had a friend, my best friend Jackson, he said, you should do podcasts again now with all this downtime. And I was like, I'm not creative or funny. And then that next day or the following day, that afternoon, something like that, I got an email from SoundCloud. When I stopped doing podcasts, I canceled my SoundCloud subscription. And I got an email from SoundCloud saying, during this coronavirus time, we'd like to extend our SoundCloud Pro premium package 50% off. So I was like, there it is. That's a sign. I'm doing podcasts again. And it's been so cool because, and I mean, I'm going to go off on a little tangent here, but everything has come to a screeching halt with coronavirus. And deservedly so, right? Like, we need to be extremely careful, extremely cautious, err on the side of caution. I am all for that. But that being said, I have felt, as everything has come to a screeching halt, I've felt extremely anxious the last week or so. It's kind of a quick side story. At school for Cronkite News, I was covering the Kansas City Royals, and our coverage was going to go on the Kansas City Star. So all spring, I'd been covering the Royals. I was out there Thursdays and Fridays. So the night before, I was supposed to go out there a few weeks ago. It's Wednesday. This is when the first domino started to fall. This was when the NBA suspended its season. First domino to fall. That was when it became real for a lot of people, including myself. So the next day, we're out at Royals camp, and all of us were kind of thinking, well, what the heck is going to happen here? We're outside. We're watching the guys warm up. They're throwing. They're stretching. It's raining. It's gray. It's just super gloomy. Baseball at that point felt like the least important thing in the world. It's right then and there where the news breaks that Major League Baseball is suspending spring training operations, pretty much effective immediately. So we're out there, we're watching, and guys are literally being pulled off the field. And it kind of just felt like this was the last time we're going to see baseball for quite some time, isn't it? And so after that, that next day, school kind of goes remote, kind of stuff like that. So it's just very crazy. Everything comes to a screeching halt. And with all this downtime now, I have felt my anxiety just spike. I have just felt so anxious for the last week. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that, being it's nice and it's healthy and it keeps your mind distracted when you're in a routine and you're, every day you're doing something. And when that comes to a pause, I've just felt very anxious. So this was the first time. Today was really the first time where I felt like I had something that just kept my mind occupied and something to look forward to, being I was going to start podcasting again. And so I've just been so excited to do this again, to be recording again. It's given me something to look forward to. I think this is a healthy outlet. And secondly, I went back and I looked back at episodes that I had published, and we would get 350 listeners, which is absolutely mind-blowing to me. 350 people. I don't even know 350 people. I am, we would average 300 listeners. And I'm 94% positive that 275 of those listens were from me, and the other 25 were from my mom and grandma. But nonetheless, seeing 300 next to the episode, that was so cool. And hearing, people ask me in the last year or so, are you going to do that again? Are you going to podcast again? And again, that just means more than people will ever know. I was at a Starbucks one time. This was in June or July of last year. And the guy who took my order, we're kind of making small chat. And he goes, he said, did you have a podcast? And I was like, yeah, this has never happened to me before. I was like, yeah, I did. I used to. And he was like, dude, I love them. I listen. He explained that he had a friend, one of my good friends, Lucas, came on the show or came on this. It's not a show. That makes it sound like super official, like this little thing. And he was like, yeah, I'm friends with Lucas, and I loved it, and I listened to him, and I really like him. And that was just like, this was in like July, and I still feel like I'm on cloud nine because that was the coolest thing. So hearing people say stuff like that, freaking amazing. It just makes me so happy. So I feel like I've been recording this entire episode with a smile on my face, and because this just feels fun. And I think this goes step for step with the name of the show itself, a podcast, because nobody asked for it. Nobody really is anticipating this to come back, nor are they asking for it. This is just me kind of being like, hey, I'm bored. It's very much in line with how I started this whole thing. So, you know what? I think in times like these, do what makes you happy, do what occupies your mind, and this is exactly what this is. So this is fun. I'm so excited. I don't want to commit to saying I'm going to do a show, two shows every day, or I mean, God, every day, every week or so. I'm going to post by this time. I don't want to do that. I don't want to commit to that. I think that is where I ran into trouble in the past, is because I would go, okay, it's Thursday. I have to have a podcast up by Sunday. And I think that really got in the way of producing and recording really good, fun shows. Some of the most fun I had were doing like some of the episodes where just like completely random, no script, no planning, just kind of winging it. And I kind of want to keep that similar approach because that was fun. So I guess now we'll address the elephant in the room. I went corporate. I work at Starbucks now. It's a cute little coffee shop in my town. Is it a fr it is a franchise? Oh, it is a franchise. Yeah, so I work at Starbucks now. The last podcast I did was talking about how the small little local coffee shop I worked at, called the Ferrato Coffee Company, RIP, how it was closing. And I said, you know what? I probably won't ever work at Starbucks. There was nothing against Starbucks, nothing against the people there. I was just so enamored with VCC that I thought, nah, not in, not for me. That was, well, fast forward a few months later, I had heard that Starbucks had offered everyone at VCC a position if they wanted to take it. We were trained, you know, with coffee. We were, you know, immersed in the community as well. So it would be a smooth transition. And once I heard that, I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to take it. And I have taken it. I started in October, coming up on 6 months now. Wow, longer than any relationship I've ever had. I absolutely love Starbucks. It's a blast. I love, love, love the people I work with. They make going to work fun every single day. So yeah, that's that. I'm still writing. I've been with the West Valley View since March of 2018, 2 years now. I'm writing, doing my thing at Cronkite News. I'm doing the audio recording, and now I want to start podcasting more. I had so much fun, and I'm so excited to be doing this right now. I'm trying to think if there's anything else you should know. I haven't really done much the last few years, or the last year or so since my last podcast, but very excited. Some of my favorite episodes that we did were with guests. I'm a journalist, and I feel like I just naturally gravitate toward interviewing and having multiple voices on here. I'm not really one to just sit and talk for 20, 25, 30, 3.5 hours. I'm not really my thing. I want to have other people on the show. I'm looking at you, Mr. Vernier, one of my favorite guests. I would love to have him come back. So yeah, a lot of downtime now. I think this is a very healthy way to use that downtime. Whether you like it or not, there will be more podcasts coming your way. But I think that might be it. That we're at 15 and a half minutes, which is probably 15 and a half minutes too long for some of you. But that's okay. This makes me happy, and I will continue on with that. So, if you have episode ideas, if you have guests who you think would be cool on the show, please let me know. Please reach out. I always love like taking questions, and I think that's a really fun way to do a show. So, thank you so much if you reached out over the last year or so and asked where these were. You are the reason why I'm sitting right now in my room doing this right now. I just think this is the coolest thing in the world, and it makes me happy. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. So this is season. I'm not even sure what to call this. If this is like a pilot of season two, pilot implies that we're not sure if it's going to be picked up. I will be doing other episodes, so I think we can scratch pilot. Maybe like a reboot or like the second coming of. No, that doesn't feel appropriate. I don't know. Let's say season two, episode one. Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be doing this again. I've said that countless times, but we'll end it here. Be safe, be healthy, and be mindful of others.